This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
JV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to do my part to bring you a good day, a better day. Jennifer Horn is here to do the same thing. Thank you very much. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. A big hello to the folks listening in Salt Lake City today. How do you do? And in Pittsburgh, where I'm going to go to a radio station for a celebration of an expansion in August. That'll be kind of a fun thing to do. I haven't been out to stations for a couple of years, Jennifer. It's always nice to go. You do some of that when we're in California. Hi to the people in Sacramento listening to us today. All right, Jen, what do we have trending that's hot?
Well, you know that I am a fan. Well, I shouldn't say this because it was a very tragic event. But I've been following the shooting in Las Vegas for how many months now? It's been 8 months, I think. Right. And the reason I say that I've been following it is because we really haven't gotten any answers from investigators as to the motivations behind the shooter, Stephen Paddock, or even some of the details leading up to the shooting. They've been very vague at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department as well as the FBI. Well, this week there have been new transcripts that have been released to the public, and in them people talk about meeting Stephen Paddock. There was also a person whose story was released as part of this document dump made by Las Vegas Metropolitan Police this week that said they were staying in the hotel, that they were two floors below and six rooms away from where Stephen Paddock's room was at Mandalay Bay's 30th floor during the mass shooting. The person said he tried to call the police, but the 911 line was constantly busy. He was unable to get through. He talked to Mandalay Bay security, and he reported it. It took them a while to get there, but he said he waited by the peephole. He said he witnessed himself about four police officers pass by 20 minutes after his initial phone call. He said he also heard one single pop that happened after the shooting stopped. That was, he figures, the gunman actually killing himself, which would match the stories that law enforcement are releasing to the public, yeah. Despite a lot of conspiracy theories. There's also a man in this who said he met Stephen Paddock less than a month before the attack. He said that Stephen Paddock had ranted against the government and warned that law enforcement and the military would start confiscating guns. So he said that he had actually reported that conversation, and he thought
that... Do I get reported every time I say that?
Maybe. He thought that Hurricane Katrina in 2005 was actually a dry run for law enforcement and military to start kicking down doors and confiscating guns. So some information on Las Vegas that's been trending this week. Also trending this week is Whitney Houston. It's the Cannes Film Festival in France, and a documentary about her was aired this week. It was called Whitney, and it interviewed her closest family and friends. Two new discoveries were made about Whitney Houston in her life. One, that she had been abused as a child, and two, that the abuser was a woman. Houston's cousin Dee Dee Warwick, the late sister of soul icon Dionne Warwick, was the accused abuser in this. She died back in 2008. So some new revelations about sort of the more tragic side of Whitney Houston's life that I think we only really started to find out about after she died.
All right, I want to know what's going on with Megan and Megan. We have two Megans. Well, we have three, Megan Steffen, but she doesn't have a last name, begins with an M. Meghan Markle and Meghan McCain. Meghan Markle's sister, Meghan Markle's father, Meghan Markle's uncle, Meghan Markle's... What in the world? Have they gotten that all straightened out yet? The Queen was really PO'd at Meghan's father, but not at her. She's been very reserved. It's really pretty silly. This is back to the same stuff with the news media falling all over themselves. The local newscasters think they have to send people. The networks have got people crawling all over the place. And now local stations are sending representatives to London to be there so we can have the first report on what it's like. What is this is going to be at the end of the day? You're going to see it's madness. They're going to see two people walking down the aisle.
They asked for it. They're doing it publicly, so it's not like they're asking for privacy. They're actually leading the service.
No, I don't,
they're the ringleaders in this, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. I just think that it's...
But the dad's not coming to...
No.
The dad is getting, had a surgery for the heart attacks that he's had. And so Meghan Markle actually released a statement saying that... her father would not be walking her down the aisle. Her mother, it's believed her mother will do that instead. But she had some nice words for her dad. She said she'd always hoped he'd walk her down the aisle, but his health comes first. So there you go.
Well, then you have these other characters that are in the family that are over there to just be on the British television shows to trash her. As a matter of fact, Meghan Markle's half-sister said, I think yesterday or the day before, she's unqualified to marry the prince.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. All right, so Meghan McCain is very actively out speaking about those who speak about her father, or speaking more directly, I think, to them. Don't you get that out of this? She's very protective of her father and does a good job on The View. I think she has been more under attack. The situation on The View, and I probably ought not to even promote it by talking about it on the air because people go, look, I find it more antagonistic and very uncomfortable to watch, unpleasant watching Joy Behar's face and the anguish and the anger that obviously is a part of her life. She's just plain mean and nasty, whereas Whoopi, who is sort of the ringleader, isn't either of those two things, even though she sort of represents the same point of view. It just what is entertaining about the two of them going at each other, or Joy Behar continuing... They must have a frosty relationship off the air, I would think, wouldn't you? When you watch, have you ever watched or do you watch any of that stuff that goes on between the two
I don't
of them?
Get to watch it too much, but yes, I can imagine that it's probably frosty. Although they always, every time, because that's a tough situation. They always have one conservative at that table, and there's four other women
that sit there,
exactly. And that's a hard place to be. I mean, you see it happening on CNN a lot, where they have one person, conservative, and like eight people on the other side. And so I think it's a tough position to be in, but I think the typical stock answer is, oh, we all love each other until they have to leave the show, which we saw with the last person who Meghan McCain filled in for, Jedediah Bila. I don't know if it was her relationship with Joy or what, but she left abruptly from The View. So who knows? Maybe they just can't take anymore, and that's why that seat turns over so quick.
Right. Could be. A high school student in Dixon, Illinois, brought a gun to school and was shot by a school resource officer. The city manager of Dixon, Danny Langlois, told reporters that a dispute between the school resource officer and the student escalated into an exchange of gunfire. The officer claims he was shot at by the student, and then he returned fire, shooting the student, but non-life-threatening gunshot. Student was taken to the hospital, got medical treatment, then taken into custody. No other students or faculty members were injured. What kind of crazy country do we live in? The school's on lockdown. Where the hell does a student get a gun, first of all? Is there a better or more important question than that?
It's a good question, and typically the answer is from their parents, usually, right? Or unsecured, I guess maybe, who don't have their gun secured.
Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff. 15 past the hour, DJV program.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. post a job in minutes, set up screener questions based on your job requirements, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Pier 1 asks Katie, what makes her summer parties awesome?
People always rave about my drinks.
But on the DL,
I don't know a thing about mixing drinks.
All I know is when I pour them in my Pier 1 Moscow Mule mugs, they somehow taste better.
Say hello to summer with Pier 1's biggest Memorial Day sale ever. Save up to 50% on Moscow Mule mugs, placemats, napkins, and other stylish decor for your home. Plus, sales on all outdoor goods, too. From lanterns to furniture to outdoor pillows and more. See stores or pier1.com for details.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That is correct, Armando. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn. Barbara Bush died a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like at the time, I think we were saying George H.W. might not make it, but he has sort of turned it around and is feeling better. Thought it was very interesting. The cast of Hamilton put on a private show for him. Apparently, he and Barbara were big fans. They're called Ham Fams. And the cast and crew of the Hamilton musical in Houston for a tour put on a show for him. And Lin-Manuel Miranda retweeted a post saying the honor was ours when he said George Bush, somebody must have tweeted and tweeted this, said history never sounded so powerful. And so it's kind of a nice touch, I guess. I feel like this kind of thing, although obviously rank has its privilege, whatever, but it was just kind of a nice gesture for somebody that is actually a pretty good guy. And the history of this musical, the cast, the crew, how people are talking about it all the time, no matter what, I think the thing's been around for. How long has that musical been on Broadway?
For a few years now, it's still so hot. When it came to L.A., No, I did not, but because it was expensive and sold out, it's supposed to come back again. And I think at that point I'll try to see it because it was like $600 or $700 a ticket if you could even get a ticket in.
Crazy.
People who were season seat holders at the Pantages Theater where it aired were loving life because they got to pay a regular face price for the tickets and then they were selling them for like $2,000 on StubHub. Yeah. I just think it's cool that George H.W. Bush is up and in his office and ready to see all this. That's good news.
He actually, I'm looking at a picture of him from the performance, and he actually looks pretty good compared to how we've seen him look the last 10 or 12 months. He's looked quite good under the circumstances. So good luck to him, and that was it's just a nice thing to see what people do in their off time to be helpful and friendly, and that's what we all need to be, helpful and friendly. 21 after the hour, the Helpful Friendly DJV Show.
You
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All righty, it's a little entertainment in our... Well, actually, this could be very entertaining, in fact. 23 after the hour, almost 24 past on the DJB show. Jennifer and I looking at the plans for Murphy Brown. The story in today's New York Times suggests that Murphy Brown is going to, when it comes back next fall, echo the battle between cable news morning programs on Fox and Friends and Morning Joe. The character Murphy Brown, played by Candace Bergen, is going to, in its revival, host a morning television show entitled Murphy in the Morning.
Oh, boy.
And will compete with her son Avery, played by Jake McDormand. He's doing a talk show on another conservative network. According to the CBS president, it'll be fair to compare the show's plot line to the battle between Fox News and MSNBC. How exciting is that?
Well, you know, Murphy Brown, when it was on the first time, was political. I think she was the one that started a war with Dan Quayle, the vice president, right?
Yep, that's right. Also, CBS says they're going to bring back Magnum P.I. in the fall, starring Jay Hernandez. I don't even know who he is. He was on Scandal. He played a talk host named Curtis Price. Man, that doesn't ring a bell with me at all on Scandal.
You love that show.
I do like Scandal, yeah.
Look at you. Just type in Jay and Hernandez pops up with Magnum P.I. behind it.
Really?
He's kind of a recognizable face, I guess. He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
He's done The Expanse, Hang Time, Gang Related, One World, and Six Degrees.
Really? That Jay Hernandez, you say, you're right. I just clicked on it. Okay, I recognize him. Yeah, he's not. It wasn't a very important figure.
I mean, I'm not going to try to be. I don't want to be rude to Jay.
No,
but
he's not Tom Selleck. No,
he might have the car, but yeah, I don't know.
That's it. See you later. So if they were smart, they'd try to play Tom Selleck into this somehow.
Well, I think they should try to get all, kind of like Hawaii Five-0 does, where they bring back the original cast members and then classic TV stars. I would love to see my friend Larry Minetti and Tom Selleck and all of, I'm forgetting the actor's name that played TC. I loved him. He's still around. And how fun would that be to bring those original guys back for something, at least cameos?
Yep. Well, you spread then the demographic, the interest gets spread instead of it all being just one age that's interesting. One age does not fit all. All right, musically speaking, American Idol, the finale announcement of the performances. The show, by the way, has come up very well in the ratings, Jennifer, the last 4 weeks especially. They are up strongly into double digits. So they're bringing some...
You mean 12 people are watching?
Yeah. No, actually, a lot of people. More than the voice, it would seem. So anyway, Darius Rucker tweeting, you all know this is going to be a good time, revealing he's going to be performing with somebody special on American Idol. It's a two-night finale starting this Sunday. Lionel Richie's going to perform. Luke Bryan will perform. Katy Perry's going to perform. Gary Clark Jr., Nick Jonas, BB, I don't know who BB Rexha is. Who's she?
Don't know.
Patti LaBelle's performing. Kermit the Frog.
Oh, well, if Kermit's there, I'm there.
I'm there. The last performer may raise some eyebrows. It's clear the two-part season finale will be an ambitious conclusion to the competition. And the show's been renewed for next year. So they had enough, they put a lot of money into it. And they're expecting to continue. I think it got its legs, but as I said, it was kind of late in the season.
Yeah.
But not all bad. Other musical news, Stevie Wonder is going to perform 5 shows in Las Vegas at the MGM Resorts International. Live Nation presenting a Stevie Wonder 5 play at the Park Theater in August. 5,300 seats in there. A lot of people that I know. I saw Moody Blues in there once. It used to be called the Monte Carlo Club. Cher has been there. Ricky Martin's been there. Tickets start at $69. Woo! 28 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Facebook wasn't the first and they won't be the last. Many internet users are rightfully questioning how secure their private data really is. But it takes an explosive scandal like the recent Cambridge Analytica breach to shine a bright light on the issue. To talk about common online privacy myths, I caught up with Paige Hansen, Chief of Identity Education at Norton, who said one misconception is that a private or incognito mode on your browser is really private.
Private browsing will usually block the history of what you've done or that specific website to download cookies, but what it's still doing and what it might do is it might still download the files or store the files that you've been to, and keep in mind that that only applies to that specific browsing session.
To remain truly anonymous, Paige says to use VPN software before you browse the web. More info is at Norton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hour. I said degenerates like the good old days. Victoria is out today, so it's Jennifer and Duggar.
Kara, it's old school style.
Yes, it's the old school. Yes, it is. So the Cheesecake Factory has apologized for and then fired the employees who allegedly harassed a customer wearing a Make America Great Again hat at one of its restaurants. The 22-year-old fellow identified as Eugene Joseph was at the Cheesecake Factory in Miami. He said he was intimidated and threatened for wearing the hat. Those two individuals no longer employed with the company, according to a press release from the Cheesecake Factory.
I actually heard an interview with this guy.
Yeah,
I heard an interview with this guy yesterday, and just to state a fact, I don't know if it matters much, but the guy is an African-American man, and he said
the
that kid, he had
the guy wearing the hat was?
The hat. The guy wearing the Make America Great Again hat. And he was sitting at for Mother's Day at the Cheesecake Factory with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's mother and family. And he noticed that these people were kind of gathering around him and staring at him. And he didn't even notice until he had taken out his camera to take a picture. And then he saw that these people were looking at him. And then they started coming around saying that they were going to hit their hat off of his head. He went up to go to the bathroom, and his girlfriend went with him, and he said when he came out of the bathroom, a bunch of the cooks and the service people from the kitchen came out and were kind of staring at him and yelling at him. Cheesecake says it was just these two people who were making fun of him or yelling at him or threatening him, whatever we want to choose the words to be. But he said that that's not necessarily the case, that it was not just a shift change, because Cheesecake Factory was saying there were so many people standing around not to intimidate him, but because they were at a shift change, a staffing change point. And he said no. He said he was talked to and kind of looked at and hissed at by like a lot more than just two people at that Cheesecake Factory location. Right. Kind of interesting.
We've really come into an age with intolerance
time.
Being very strange. Okay, let's see. Here, and sort of to speak to that, students at Evergreen State College, remember them? Headlines after they hosted an event that asked white people not to come on campus for a day of abstinence.
Hmm.
Organized a new... Do you remember that? You don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
That was last year. So now they've organized a new iteration of this event. Despite administration efforts to shift gears away from it, students at this public school, this is a public college, Evergreen State College, have organized a three-day day of absence. That includes a mix of events on and off campus. Gatherings are advertised as open to all skin colors, and people of color hopefully will be, well, they suggested that all skin colors are welcome, but they'd rather have mostly people of color attend.
I mean, well, everyone's welcome, just not you.
Just not you. These people.
Everyone can come.
What planet are they from?
You know, I don't know why we are in this place where we can't just move on. Like, can't we just, I feel like Rodney King, can't we all just get along?
Can't we put
aside the wrongdoing of the past and just focus on today and focus on just being nice to people and just being empathetic,
rappers,
that everybody's got something?
I think that a lot of the problem is these rappers that, I mean, not all of it, certainly. It's the attitude of people who think they are superior. And white people think they're superior, and black people think they're superior, and you know what? You're not. You're all the same. In the eyes of the controlling influence here, in my mind, the ultimate, whatever source, I love it, I use that now more than ever, because I think that the word says it all. And it came from Wayne Dyer. I think he was the first one that really used it to refer to God or ultimate the ultimate intelligence. So other than that, you're not very smart if you don't see that.
I'd
venture to go down that road and say, if you have prejudices like that, you're really not very smart.
And forget even the prejudice. At this point, I think, it's flippantly forget all the prejudices, because there are some that exist on every side of the aisle. Blacks on whites, whites on blacks, you know, Hispanic, Asian, there's... So I know that exists, but we're in this spot where we reward, and by celebrate, I don't mean with confetti, but we do give attention to people with messages like this one. How do we even hear these stories? It's because they circulate in the media. They circulate on social media. We come across them. We talk about them. We almost reward people who are mean-spirited.
Right. Yeah.
We report people who are divisive, and...
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so crazy. I mean, what does it take to be a Twitter superstar now? If you want to be great on Twitter, you have to attack everybody. You have to troll people. That's the only way you get famous on Twitter. And it's just so negative. It's just icky.
Okay. So Ramadan is upon us. Is it 12 days? I've forgotten how long.
So Ramadan, I did a little research on Ramadan. It falls on a different day every year because the Islamic calendar is actually 11 days shorter than our traditional calendar. So that's why it switches.
Hold on a second. How they make up the 11 days? Or is it just days? Their years change faster than ours do?
Something like that.
Wow.
Don't ask me the hard questions. I'm only doing very basic research here.
Okay.
And the fasting has actually started this week. It started now. So you can't drink, you're not even supposed to drink water, which is a tough one.
Water.
I know. And it's basically the celebration. It's a month of religious reflection and fasting that takes place every year. Many wonder about the intricacies of the period because there's something new almost every single day. One of the five pillars of Islam, Ramadan commemorates the Quran first being revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, a moment honored with abstinence from food, water, cigarettes, and sexual activity during daylight hours. But at night, it's on, baby.
I thought that you couldn't smoke if you were a Muslim. Do Muslims smoke?
I guess they do.
Hmm.
But not during Ramadan.
I thought you couldn't put things in your body. Well, that's Mormons. Mormons can't put things in their body that are bad for them.
Never a truer statement was made.
Okay, keeping the flow going, please. Here's some travel news. Those who are flying United may want to rethink buying a ticket on United because they have announced they're going to cancel the availability of tomato juice on all of their flights. No more tomato juice starting now.
No more Bloody Marys on United.
No more tomato juice.
Who really, other than if you dump vodka in it, who really drinks tomato juice?
I drink tomato juice.
I knew it. I knew what you were going to say.
I do. I drink tomato juice.
It's like spaghetti sauce and water in a cup.
Last year, Delta said it was going to take lettuce out of its salads. Saved them $1 million. United
Isn't
says,
that by definition a salad? Something with lettuce in it.
Listen. I'm just reporting what's going on here.
Otherwise, it's just turkey or chicken.
Yep, that's it. United says it was decided on as part of the airline's regular review of the overall demand for products served on board. They nixed Sprite Zero. That's what happened before. Can you imagine that? How disappointing it is that you can't get Sprite Zero or tomato juice anymore?
It's ridiculous. I like to mix the two, actually. So now
My
I'm really
God.
In trouble.
Ugh. All right, so... they're going to be, adding extra cans of Bloody Mary mix, though, and not tomato juice.
So if you really have a hankering for tomato juice, you could probably drink the Bloody Mary mix, I guess.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, this will only affect flights less than 4 hours. If you're flying longer than 4 hours, you'll still be able to get tomato juice.
Hog heaven, perfect. I think that's okay. Less is more, right? You got to get rid of the less popular.
Get rid of the tomato juice. All right, travel news. This is the more serious side of it. What's going on in Hawaii? The volcano still bubbling over. All this scalding hot lava from the volcano. Residents of the Big Island enduring all kinds of problems, including now the ash, because this, as it calms down a little bit, the ash that has come up, it's very toxic. Hopefully it doesn't get on your house or your car, because it'll ruin the paint.
The paint, incredible.
The pictures are amazing.
Yeah, did you see the golfers that were golfing with all of these plumes of ash behind them? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, the
gas, if you want to know, by the way, who is going to be fired next. Yeah, well, yeah. If you want to know who's going to be fired next from your local news or maybe your favorite cable news outlet, just look at who they've sent to Hawaii to cover the volcano. Because clearly they don't care
if they
care
when they come back or not. See you later. The people that are staying have gone to the wedding. The people they want to go, send them to the volcano.
That's right.
Get rid
of them. Don't care. You're dispensable. If you're that guy, you're the lowest one on the totem pole.
So, but I'm going to ask Dr.
I was watching
Kim
this
about,
reporter who was...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. This reporter was standing on like this chunk of just formed lava rock, and he's standing out there, and he said, the National Guard escorted me here, and he's like, he had to shimmy down into this place to get the shot. And he goes, I can still feel the heat coming up through my shoes. Are you kidding me? Who's
going to
stand there with the heat coming out of their shoes?
The story is all about them instead of what the story really is all about. But it is, I've become involved with some business folks in Hawaii in a radio adventure. They are radio. Actually, we are on, I think, two or three stations now in Hawaii. And I was looking forward, and I am still. Because the station, the most recent station, is on one of the other islands, not on the Big Island. But still, it's going to affect travel, probably. It may be a good time to get a good deal to go to Hawaii, I'm guessing.
The flights around because of the ash.
You know how many flights a day there are now from the West Coast and from like Chicago and Dallas? And then there are all of the airlines, Southwest and Alaska. They're all trying now to fly from the four major West Coast cities over to Hawaii. And so now they're looking at the expansion at a time when people aren't really going there. So that you can go to Hawaii. I saw one promo in Southwest yesterday, $79 to go to Hawaii. Because they're trying to get people interested in flying on their airline to go over there. And they're going to fly to all of the four islands from four West Coast cities. And then they're going to fly between the islands as well. So $79. Help yourself to a trip to Hawaii. 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
The Geek Out.
Maybe you're somebody that likes to hit the local record store and peruse through all those albums, and now there's a website to help you sample the music behind an album cover that's caught your eye. It's called Record Player, and it's an application that's kind of a marriage between Shazam and visual recognition tech. You snap a pic of the album cover, and using Google Vision to identify the cover art, and then Spotify delivers back the music on the LP inside that sleeve. So, if you've ever spotted a very cool album cover and wondered what that band sounds like? Well, now the solution is here. Record Player is a mobile website, not an app, but it's free, and we've got a link for you on Twitter at The Geek Out.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of food news. Panera Bread delivering to hundreds of cities and suburbs. If you want to order soup, salad, or sandwich, I saw a Panera Bread cart the other day delivering. This is the 2,300 restaurants they have across 43 states, and they're using third-party delivery services like Uber and Lyft, which I thought was kind of interesting, instead of hiring their own. The CEO says he believes
so much
many...
better. Do you know the insurance amount oh, you
my
have
God,
to pay
yes.
to have delivery?
Yeah, right. 10 before the hour, this is the DJV show.
This is
Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Time to think about technology now here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria off today, so I'm going to have the pleasure of kind of ferreting my way through these stories, but Kara's going to hold my hand in case I fumble and bumble, which she knows she can trust me. First item of interest, Amazon Prime. This is for those of you who are members of Amazon Prime. You remember that they purchased Whole Foods last year. Well, they've decided to offer Prime members 10% off more, an additional 10% off sale items when they shop at Whole Foods. The additional discount will apply to hundreds of products all through the store. In order to get the discount, if you're a Prime member, you have to scan the Whole Food app at checkout after signing into the app with your Prime membership. The new discounts start in Florida this week and will expand around the country later on during the summer. Earlier this year, you may remember, companies launched 2-hour delivery on Whole Foods groceries in 10 cities. Now they're going to expand that offer as well. Eligible Prime members get 5% back on Whole Foods purchases when you use the Amazon Prime Visa card. So it's like flying, you know, on American Airlines. You get the same, you know, they get 5% here, 10% mileage, all that stuff.
This is great, except now you have to, this year, you have to, there's that increase in how much you have to pay for Amazon Prime, so it's like 20, 25 bucks more, so you can pay that and then get 10% off.
So you pay more to get less. Yeah, hello, ding, 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 ding,
I guess it's
ding,
nice
ding,
that they're giving you something, but you still have to pay more for it, so.
In a manner of speaking, Lyft joining Uber in a story in a moment. First, though, Apple has announced their earnings with surprising stats about the iPhone X.
The Geek Out.
The battle for smartphone sales is always heated, and it recently took a surprising turn when Apple announced their 2018 Q1 earnings. Prior to Tim Cook's announcement, the tech rumor mill was flooded with predictions of the failure of the iPhone X. But instead, Cook reported that Apple sold 52 million iPhones in that quarter and that the X was the best selling. Overall, global smartphone sales are down, and despite being down 2% themselves, Samsung still holds the number one global spot and Apple is number two. But listen to this. Apple's $100 billion just in iPhone revenue in the last two quarters is $10 billion more than all of the money Microsoft made in 2017.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
All right, let's find out what is going on with Uber and Lyft working together. They are trying to end forced arbitration for sexual assault victims of their drivers. The competitor Lyft says it no longer will force victims of sexual assault into arbitration. That info came hours after Uber said the same thing. Basically, a lot of sexual assaults and abuse by drivers. I don't know if a lot, that may not be fair, but there are enough to get people's attention. So this update applies to riders and drivers and employees who will be able to choose the venue in which they want to pursue redress of their sexual harassment or assault claims. Why in the world? I look at this and I think to myself, how do they, they're sort of admitting their guilt here instead of being better at finding folks to drive for them. I just, if you have a tighter rein on the people you let come to work with you, it seems to me you have a less chance. The insurance on this must be horrible, must be horrendous. There was an investigation by CNN that sort of prompted all of this. They found that 103 Uber drivers here in the U.S. have been accused of sexually assaulting or abusing their passengers over the past couple of years. Drivers were either arrested, either that or they're wanted by police at the moment. They've been named in civil suits. At least 31 drivers have been convicted for crimes ranging from forcible touching and false imprisonment to rape. And other civil cases are pending against them. Good God. The CNN review, using the same methodology, found 18 cases of Lyft drivers accused of the same kind of thing. Why? I use Uber, or Uber, good dog. I use Uber quite a bit. I've never used Lyft because I always thought Uber was okay. But this kind of stuff, this is bad PR for them, man. Bad PR. All right, well, maybe we should start the Stefan service. What about that, Kara? The Stefan ride service.
On your tractor, sounds great.
That's it. Move everybody on a tractor. 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.